Deconstructing the Coliseum, the show that promotes civil government school system abolition. And here in Virginia, where I am, here is a quote from the Virginia Lottery System. And again, this is on the show notes for this week. Quote, "Here at the Virginia Lottery, we take playing very seriously. Fun matters. Excitement matters. And so does the education of Virginia's youngest residents. It's the very reason we play so enthusiastically. Every time you scratch a ticket or pick your numbers for the big jackpot, you are creating winners in education all over the Commonwealth. Last year alone, the lottery contributed more than $487.5 million to Virginia's public schools. What better reason to get in the game?" End quote. And so, here's something that I've talked about before. Generally, what will happen is humanists will use children to justify their sin. And this happens locally here too. There was actually a food and meals tax proposed for the county in which I live. This is going on, I want to say, 2 years ago. And the proposed tax would have benefited the civil government schools. And so on the website that was basically used to propagandize this additional tax, they had pictures of smiling children. Of course they're going to do that. It's ridiculous. So, you know, oh, play the lottery. Why? Because it benefits little children. And then you go to the website and there's pictures of little children smiling, or they're very sad and you're supposed to feel bad for them. Well, the reason why they're sad is because they don't have a mother and a father. And part of that is the responsibility of the humanist thought, because a mother and a father is not important. The other reason is because these children go to a civil government school and they're told that there is no God and that there's no one that loves them. They're just a bunch of random matter. Look, the civil government is supposed to promote good, not provide good. And the civil government, at least here in Virginia, because they take lottery revenue and give it to civil government schools, that's wealth transfer. And that's not a legitimate civil government right. Kevin R. Novak in Deconstructing the Coliseum, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition.